Alone upon the darkening hillside, I wait for the last lights to wink out. There stands the castle, well guarded and strong. Yet tonight I shall enter that castle. I shall scale its walls, open its doors of oak, walk down its silent halls, a sword in my left hand. In my left hand? I have no right hand. My right hand is gone, struck from the wrist by the order of he who rules this castle, rules it and all the land around. He will have forgotten me, for to him I was less than the dust beneath his feet, and the sight of my blood dripping to the floor before his eyes will have been drowned in the blood of others he has killed or maimed. Yet tonight he will remember, and for the brief moment of his life that follows, he will swallow the gall of his hatred. He will die slowly and with time for regret. I will go alone. Yet had I an army, I would disdain to use it. For it is a part of my revenge that he realize my contempt of him and of the power he wields. This must be done without help. Too long he has hidden behind his mighty walls, behind his armored men, and I will show him what a hand can do. Only one hand. And the hatred he fed into me when he deprived me of that which was all and everything to me. My right hand. You ask me, what is a hand? A hand is a delicate yet a mighty thing. It can weave and weigh and strike and caress. It can grip a sword or wield a hammer, touch with tenderness or strike a blow that will crush bone. A hand can create a tapestry of silk, carve ivory or jade, create a goddess from raw marble, heal the sick or bless those who have sinned. A hand can lift a savage brute to the heights of creative skill. Was it not the hand that created man? A lion walks in the jungle and steps upon a stone, and from it receives perhaps two impressions, a sense of hardness, of sharpness, of something rough or smooth. But a man stepping upon that same stone, experiencing the same things, can yet lift the stone, turn it gently in his fingers, feel its various sides, judge its weight and its balance. The lion receives perhaps two sensations. The man receives a dozen, perhaps more. So it is with each thing he touches with the hand. And with each touch his experience grows, and with it his knowledge. Truly, man was shaped and created by his own hands. Who am I? A man, no more, no less. Except, yes, there is a difference, for I am a man with a sword. Once I was more than that. Once I had a right hand that could carve, shape, test, and create. My hands were born to shape the still wood or stone into things of beauty. And within me there was naught but the wish to create. I asked for nothing but materials and time. The materials were all about me, and the time stretched before me forever. I was younger then, and there seemed no end to the years. The will to create is still within me. But the left hand is not enough. The touch is there, as is the mind and the will, but a little something is lacking. For the right hand was the master of art, the left only a servant to it. With my left hand only, I am skilled. With a right hand, I was, who shall ever know now what I was or might have become? Since childhood, I had shaped and carved wood into animals and men that could all but speak, and then stone.